Welcome, everybody. All right, 1:30. We're going to get started. First thing is quorum. Do we have a quorum, Mr. Baker?
We do, Mr. Chairman.
Awesome. Thank you. Next is audience participation. Do we have any audience participation?
We have not received any requests for audience participation.
Awesome. All right. Next item on the agenda is Attachment 2A, the meeting minutes of August 14th, 2025. Is there any revisions, any comments, questions on the meeting minutes from August 14th, 2025? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the meeting minutes of August 14th, 2025, please?
So moved.
We have a second.
Polling second.
Thank you, Jim. We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes of August 14th, 2025. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Going into staff reports next. In your packet, we've got Attachment 3A, which is the Financial Progress Report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So on Attachment 3A, you can see we've got our financial progress through August 31st. Spent about 13% of the budget, and we are in good shape for fiscal year 2026. So you have to answer any questions.
Any additional questions on the financial progress report? Hearing none, a motion is required to accept the financial progress report. Do we have a motion to accept this report?
So moved, Adamson.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Christian Bennett.
Thank you, Sabrina. We have a motion and a second to accept the financial progress report. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next up is going to be our technical progress report. Turn that over to Mr. Stewart.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few funding updates for you. So first of all, most of you are aware we're going to be opening our application rounds tomorrow. Curtis will be talking in a minute about our funding policy guidelines. They'll be asking you to approve those. Just wanted to kind of just a general plug, if you have any questions as you're thinking through projects, putting projects together, please reach out. We're here to help. Also, the CMAQ funding, which I spoke about last month, we will be submitting that tomorrow to ODOT, or to the Ohio Statewide Urban CMAQ Committee, rather. But we'll be submitting those projects there. Jeff and I will be traveling to Columbus here in October to kind of go through those. So we should have a pretty good idea, even though those won't be finalized at the end of October. But we will be talking through those applications. And just wanted to give a couple updates, some recent updates from the ODOT Highway Safety Office. Heard some things recently that, just to kind of keep you in the loop, a lot of you use that funding to build funding stacks on some of the projects that you come to AMATS for. But so the first thing I wanted to say is the formal application, if you weren't aware, the cap has been raised from $5 to $6 million, so a little bit higher there. And what I heard recently just kind of reemphasizes what we've been hearing for the last few years, but ODOT is very into roundabouts. Nearly half of the applications that were approved in this last round ended up going toward roundabouts, so they're seeing a lot of benefits of those. They even kind of went a step further, encouraging local agencies and communities to consider a roundabout first policy when you're looking at upgrading an intersection. So just kind of, they're really seeing the benefits of that and continuing to put their funding toward that. And just a couple of promising safety stats at the statewide level. So far this year, I guess fatal and serious injury crashes were down somewhat considerably over the last few years. So not sure how that's going to shake out regionally where we are. And of course, we still have a few more months in this year, but it's good news. And just real quick, just wanted to mention two upcoming meetings. One is for the Access Ohio 2050 update. You may recall Randy Lane from ODOT speaking here. We had some public meetings back in May, I think. at the main library in downtown Akron. There will be two meetings on October 21st, a stakeholder workshop from 1 to 3, and then a public open house from 4 to 5:30. So they're looking for feedback on proposed strategies to improve safety and access for all users. And then finally, just a plug for our annual meeting. You've probably been seeing the reminder emails, but if you haven't registered yet, we'd love to see you all there. That will be October 10th at 8:30 at the Sheridan in Cuyahoga Falls. So that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. All right, in our packet, moving on, we've got attachment 3C, which is our AMAS Federal Funds Report, and Ms. Prater will be presenting.
Thank you. So far, we are just basically finishing out the first quarter of this fiscal year, and very little has been encumbered this fiscal year. That's probably not going to change. Most of the projects are heavily loaded in the third and even the fourth quarter. We have very few projects that are supposed to encumber in the second quarter, so these numbers probably won't change a whole heck of a lot until next calendar year. We do have lower allocations this year because we took loans out last year, and they've already taken the repayment out of the bottom line. So if you look at the bottom of, like, SCDG, for example, it was a $2.1 million loan, so those numbers are much lower this year because of the loan. We definitely will need another loan this year. We're expecting that. So we do have project review meetings coming up in December for everyone that's here. District 3 project review meeting is December 10th, and District 4 is December 12th for everyone. That will be the lockdown meeting for 2027 projects. So hopefully everybody is able to attend. And we'll try to get some save the date sent out soon for that. In the next month or so, maybe 2 months, we will be having carryover from ODOT that has already started with some fiscal years, carryover money that dumps into 26 from previous fiscal years that was unused funds. So the STBG line may go up slightly to cover some of the need for loans, but probably not enough to cover everything. So, anyone have any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Perry. Appreciate it. All right, we're now into item 4, which is our old business. And next on the agenda is going to be attachment 4A in your packet, and that's the AMAS 2025 Funding Policy Guidelines presented by Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We started this process in earnest back in May with our tax tip subcommittee meeting twice. Then it was reviewed in August by both our technical advisory committee and this committee. We've made the changes that are summarized below, which I went through at our last meeting. We've received no comments since showing the draft. With approval by the policy committee today, AMATS will begin accepting applications as early as tomorrow. We will have them posted on our website. With approval, these applications would then be due November 7th, I believe, which is a Friday. Yep, November 7th. And that what we're estimating to be available is $11 million of STBG, $11 million of resurfacing, and then roughly $3.5 million of our transportation alternatives set aside. So with approval of this document, we are firing off the starter's pistol and allowing our communities to apply to us for future funding, looking out in the years 2029, 2030. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but the staff does recommend approval.
Any questions at all for Mr. Baker on our funding policy guidelines? Thank you, Mr. Baker. A motion is required to accept Attachment 4A, our AMAS 2025 funding policy guidelines. Do we have a motion to accept Attachment 4A?
So moved. Bennett.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to accept AMAS 2025 funding policy guidelines. Do we all in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is going to be, I believe, new business. Under new business, we're going to have a web map presentation of the High Injury Network web map, easy for me to say, by Ms. Hoffmeyer. Ms. Hoffmeyer, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. Before I jump into the new web map, just a little bit of background. Safe Streets for All discretionary funding source is a competitive funding source created by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Safe Streets for All aims to create safer roadways and in turn preventing fatal and serious injury crashes. In 2023, AMAC completed its first Safe Streets for All action plan, and a caveat to that is creating a high injury network as well. High injury networks highlight roadway intersections and segments that have had two or more fatal or serious injury crashes. AMATS has chosen to use crash data from a five-year period. It is updated every 2 years, hence the creating of a new web map. Pull this up for you guys here. When you come on the homepage, it's going to be like your normal high injury network, like you've seen from years past. We have pop-ups that you can click on, and on the right-hand side, we'll update you. Next page, we're going to go to the same thing, High Injury Network, but instead of
Amelia, is it moving on yours? Because it's...
Is it not moving?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we'll take your word
for
it.
Nice to see you here. Yeah.
As Tom said, maybe we could describe just a little bit of what the capabilities are.
Yes, there are a lot of different capabilities for it. You guys are really going to play around with it, but we have opportunities for you guys to put demographics under the High Injury Network, as well as you can look at all the crashes based on their severity. You can do fatal, serious injury, injury crashes, and we also have options for you guys to look at them by year as well. So you can really personalize this and give all the information you want. We do also give you guys numbers as well. There will be little buttons on the bottom that will say crash data, and you can pull those up, and they will actually have charts and graphs for you guys as well. This is all on the AMATS website, on our homepage and everything. And we also have a page that will just highlight bike and pedestrian crashes for you guys as well. So sorry it's not working, unfortunately, but it is really fun and cool to play around with if you guys want. Any questions about it? I know I can't really help out.
You did a great job. That's a great job. Technology is what technology is. Don't worry about it.
Good effort. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Of course.
So the next meeting, maybe we'll do it again.
I don't think she's going to want to.
She's probably not. Probably not. No worries. All right. So we're gonna move on to resolutions, I guess. That's item 6, and first up is going to be attachment 6A, which is the resolution 2025-12 approving the TIP amendment number 3 to the fiscal year 26-29 Transportation Improvement Program and to add one project. Ms. Prager.
Thank you. So we are adding one project, which is actually the 2025 fiscal year 2025 rideshare program. This is actually more of a carryover of 2025 money into 2026 so that they can cover the cost of installing rideshare signs, which did not get completed last fiscal year. So they just needed to move the money into this fiscal year. The other project is the Kenmore leg. It received more funding, so we have done interagency consultation once again because it is an air quality non-exempt project and got confirmation, and so we can add this money to the Kenmore Lake funding. So, just one additional note since I'm not going to be coming back up again. With the new applications, the layout of the applications has changed a little bit this year. We've tried to make them more intuitive. We've put them in Excel, If for some reason someone cannot access Excel, please just let me know. We'll try to give you something, like a PDF or something that you can print and fill out by hand. But by having them in Excel, there's calculators that I've installed into Excel. I did a little brief presentation last week at the TAC meeting, and so you can type in things and it'll calculate PCI for you. It'll calculate ADT if you have weighted numbers. If you have a segment that's got three different ADTs, you can just put in the length of the segment, put in the ADT for each segment. It gives you your weighted number. You don't really have to do anything. You can just type it in. So I was kind of hoping to help our members out, just throw a little calculator in there. You guys are busy. It's just something that's, you know, takes you a little less time, hopefully. And then you can throw the number in your application. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. Also, I also put a PDIP calculator because people were having trouble knowing exactly how PDIP was working. So this way, you put in your dollar amount for construction funds at the top. Construction funds are the only ones that are eligible for PDIP, and it spits out numbers, your maximum PDIP amount, your maximum STB, GM amount, or whatever fund, and then how much your minimum local would be. So anybody have any questions? Sorry, it's a lot.
Sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, so back to resolution 2020-12, easy for me to say. We need a motion to approve resolution 2025-12. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Sheridan.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Bennett.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve 2025-12. TIP Amendment Number 3 to the Fiscal Year 26-29 Transportation Improvement Program, and to add the one project. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Second resolution on the agenda is being presented by Mr. Gardner. It's Resolution 2025-13 to add newly awarded funds for PARTA 26-29, TIP Amendment Number 4. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everyone. In July, ODOT awarded PARTA approximately $700,000 in funding from their Ohio Transit Partnership Program. These funds are flexed over from highway to transit use. The amendment adds funds for the purchase of buses, concrete repairs, maintenance equipment, and facility rehab. All projects are scheduled in fiscal year 2026. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2025-13, and the TAC last week approved this resolution. Are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, motion is required for Resolution 2025-13 to add newly awarded funds for PARTA 26-29 TIP Amendment Number 4. Do I have a motion? Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Crawford.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2025-13. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, Mr. Gardner again, Resolution 2025-14, approving support for ODOT calendar year 26 safety goals.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6C in your packet. The purpose of this resolution is to approve support for ODOT's targets for next year. This will be our ninth year for supporting ODOT's safety goals. With this resolution, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's statewide 2% annual reduction target for the number of fatalities, fatality rate, injuries, injury rate, non-motorized fatalities and injuries. Same as last year's target to which progress has been made. MS agrees to plan and program projects so that they contribute toward the accomplishment of ODOT safety-related targets, which we already do and continue to do. And MS agrees to include performance-based decision-making as part of the project selection and funding process, which we already do. So the staff is asking for approval of Resolution 2025-14.
Hearing no questions, a motion is required to approve Resolution 2025-14. Do I have a motion?
Finney makes resolution.
Do I have a second?
I'll second, Bennett.
We have a motion and a second to approve 2025-14, approving support for ODOT calendar year 26 safety goals. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to attachment 6D, Ms. Rydell will be presenting Resolution 2025-15, approving fiscal year 25 year-end completion reports.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, everyone. Each year, ODOT requires AMS to compare the work proposed in the work program to the work that was actually completed. Attachment 6D is a summary of the fiscal year 2025 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th of this year. All work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2025-15 to submit the 2025 year-end completion report to ODOT. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Ms. Bridle. We need a motion to approve Resolution 2025-15, approving the fiscal year 2025 year-end completion report. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Adamson.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Arbery.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve 2025-15. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is our other business. It's a little different than what's shown on the agenda. We're going to start other business off with a small discussion by Mr. Baker about a current House bill that he wants to discuss.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on a bill that was introduced by the House, has not yet been given a committee for review, but it involves metropolitan planning organizations, and so I wanted to provide everyone with that information as just so you're aware of sort of some of the machinations at the State House. But this bill is House Bill number 445. It was submitted by Representatives Davila and Stewart, and it entails trying to make sure, basically looking at MPO governance. And there's two things that I think would impact us as an MPO. One is that in a new section, it says the Board of County Commissioners of an eligible county may adopt a resolution requesting that the governor redesignate that eligible county into a different adjoining metropolitan planning organization if the planning or if the county has a 25% commuter flow to the other county. I know that's a lot of mumbo jumbo, but basically our understanding is that Medina County is one of those counties, particularly that would mean that Medina County would have the ability to self-select itself into AMATS as a county and as a governing agency to be part of our board. Federal code has a completely different way for MPOs to change designations, so there is a little bit of a conflicting between what's in this legislation versus what's being suggested in this memo, legislation. But then the other thing that I think is important is the governing body of a metropolitan planning organization shall not include a majority of voting members from one county. So currently, AMATS, basically, Summit County does have a majority by about a 6-vote margin when it comes to our board versus everybody else. We do have a bit of Wayne County and a bit of, and all of Portage County. So those are two things that if this bill was passed as is, we might be getting 60 days notice that Medina County would be joining AMATS potentially. And also we would have to probably start a subcommittee looking at how to change our voting bylaws to ensure one county didn't have a majority. As staff, I see this as being, a fairly political thing. We don't see a benefit or need for AMATS as staff to step in front of this, but we wanted to let all of our members know that if you had a certain strong feelings either way, you could do with it what you will, unless otherwise advised by this thing. So, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. I would say right now it really is as introduced, very little context.
Curtis, what, I mean, we got, correct me if I'm wrong, we got 31 different municipalities, cities, villages in Summit County. So if Medina were to come, it would be all of Medina County.
My understanding, yeah, is that it would be the entire county, and then we would have to set up new bylaws to integrate them into our MPO.
Yeah, and two questions. One, it sounds like that would solve the issue of...
well, that's true. If both things happen, Summit County would not be the majority.
Yeah. But how does that impact us in terms of funding? Is it the same pie and more people want a piece, or is it a bigger pie?
Typically, ODOT would sub-allocate based on the county size, either the urbanized area or the total population of the county would be stripped out of whatever the allocation that's currently going to our sister agency, NOAACA, and would come to our agency, is my understanding of it. But, it's very complicated because, as you guys know, I just said we're going out for funding in 2030. So... it's not something that even if this all happened, we'd have to figure out, well, who's managing those projects currently and do they come under our purview? There's a lot of, the legislation is very simple. The execution would be very complicated, even from a staffing perspective for us. We aren't experts in Medina County. And this could pass and Medina could as a whole decide they don't want to come. So it's just, it just throws us into some uncertainty.
Solution in search of a problem. So, that's just my editorial comment.
I don't speak for the board. I have no comment editorial.
Any additional comments or discussion about that item?
So obviously they're going to be having more discussions on this. There's going to be more... iterations to it.
Yeah.
Basically need to be aware of it and figure out how it's going to affect.
And that's kind of what I thought. If Summit County was really afraid, hey, this means we might get we might have some disenfranchisement with our communities.
Right.
I think that's why we wanted to let everybody know. But it was supposed to be submitted or be given a committee this week, but I guess that the rules committee didn't meet. So supposedly next week it'll actually be sent to a committee, and then there will be hearings and all that. So, there's a lot of complications because even like I was saying to Larry beforehand, we have MPOs that are in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. They're not just solely one state. And so how this all plays with all of those things is going to be, it's complicated.
Okay, any other comments? Any other questions? Okay, that was informational only, obviously. So we're kind of back to our other business, and that's the first item is the formation of the 2026 nominating committee. It's been 2 years, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Baker to kind of walk through what we need for the nominations for chairman and vice chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's that time of year. As you know, I think about 10 years ago, we went to a two-year chairmanship, two-year vice chairmanship, but I think it's worked out excellently. It's given us a chance to, I think, learn the process. But now, current vice chair is Mayor Judge, and we'll be looking to nominate either him to the chairmanship and then find a new vice chair. So we're looking for a nominating committee to do that. Usually it's our current, soon-to-be-past chair, as well as two other volunteers that would be willing to have the discussion. It can be as simple as after a meeting or via email. It's not meant to be intensive, so we are looking for two volunteers who would be interested in participating in the nominating committee. Don't raise your hands all at once. Jerry, was that your hand up?
No. That hand was below my shoulder.
Are you sure? Man, I think you crossed the threshold.
No. There's no threshold.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay.
Can I get one more, possibly from the other county?
Did you raise your hand? That's Summit County.
I'll do it. That's fine.
Great. Thank well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, too. We'll probably be meeting in a bar, so it should be all right. It's going to be a really, really tough decision.
Yeah, they always say it keeps you off the nominating list.
That's
so
what I was thinking. That's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'll reach out, and we'll schedule what we'll do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. That.
Next one is going to be the exciting 2026 AMATS meeting calendar. And we need a motion on the calendar, but it's going to be presented by Mr. Baker.
Yep, calendar is in the back. Very similar to this year. Note the date of the annual meeting. We hope you all can be there in a couple weeks. We're really looking forward to it. But we would need a motion of approval.
I'll make that motion to approve.
Wonderful. We have a motion to approve the meeting calendar for 2026. Do I have a second?
More second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the 2026 AMATS meeting calendar. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We're locked in for 2026. We are now down to adjournment. As they said, October is our annual meeting. That is, what, the 11th?
The
10th?
Yeah.
Something like that.
One of those days.
Yeah, you guys
heard
one of those days.
My anniversary.
Yeah, there you go. So it's coming up. So what I need is a motion to adjourn until December 11th, 2025 at 1:30 p.m. Do I have a motion?
Still
How about a second?
Second, Crawford.
Awesome. We have a motion and a second to adjourn until December 11th, 2025. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign.
Thank you.
Motion.